A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the study that basically told us we had lost 3 million birds over the period, well, from 1970 to present. There's 3 million birds missing. And I made the comment, how the hell do we know that? Who's doing the counting? Well, Bird Studies Canada operates out of Port Rowan, right next to Point Pelee, which, of course, for any of you who know that area, you know that it's a bird sanctuary. It's a bird haven. And one of their roles is to monitor bird populations. They conduct a very big count, and it's called the Christmas Bird Count. So joining us this morning is Yosef Atia from Bird Studies Canada, who's leading this year's Christmas Bird Count. Good morning, Yosef.
Morning, Angelo. Thanks for your interest.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, first of all, when is the bird count schedule, this Christmas period bird count? When do you start that?
Right. So the birds are counted on one calendar day between December 14th and January 5th within an established 24-kilometer diameter circle centered on a point of interest, such as a city, town, or natural area.
Okay. And why this time of year?
That's a good question. So it goes back to, as you know, bird distribution changes throughout the year. So more than half of the bird species in Canada are migratory. So it's important to monitor birds at different times of the year and to see the entire picture. And the Christmas bird count is the best way to understand bird populations during the early winter season.
Okay. That makes sense now that I hear it. Mm-hmm. How long has this been going on?
Yeah, well, that's another good question, because the history of the Christmas bird count is pretty interesting. We're in our 120th year, so I'll dive into the history a little bit. Prior to the 1900s, there was a Christmas bird count, a Christmas tradition known as the Christmas side hunt. And it was a friendly competition where people went out into the countryside and basically shot every critter they could find. And at the end of the day, the side with the largest pile of fur and feathers won. An early ornithologist named Frank Chapman, who had already started to notice declines in bird populations, suggested that they count the birds instead. So that year, in 1900, 25 winter counts were conducted across North America, including one in Toronto. And here we are 120 years later, and that tradition is still going strong.
Wow, that's fascinating. Now, what happens, for example, I mean, you don't control the weather. You pick a particular day in a particular spot. But what happens if, like, if it's bitterly cold or worse than that, what if there's a raging snowstorm? Does it get canceled and moved, postponed? What happens?
Oh, yeah. In very rare occasions, they can postpone a count and change the day between that period of between December 14th and January 5th. But often we just brave the conditions. I mean, we're Canadians, the birds are out there, and we can handle it.
Okay. So it doesn't, the fact that you can't see during a blizzard doesn't affect I'm assuming it's going to affect the outcome, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And in an event like that, we would try to reschedule it. Okay. However, because the counts are conducted every year over time, little differences year to year don't tend to make that big a difference in the big picture, right?
Well, are there other seasonal counts, or is Christmas the only count, or are you guys doing it every month? How does that work?
Well, the Christmas bird count is its own distinct thing, but there are other types of, volunteer citizen science driven projects that we operate that monitor birds throughout different times of the year. The Great Backyard Bird Count is a great example of a count that happens in February, a weekend in February. Project Feeder Watch runs throughout the winter as well, and that's a great project. You don't have to leave the comfort of your own home to participate in that. And there are other projects that focus on other species during breeding and during migration.
And I'm assuming all this data gets compiled in one central data bank and we work with those numbers?
That's right. All these data become available and ultimately used to monitor long-term population trends. So these essentially, the Christmas bird count, for example, essentially gives us a snapshot of the diversity and abundance of birds at a given moment in time. And then scientists and environmental planners have access to these snapshots, and they can look at declines or increases of certain species, certain or species groups, and address conservation concerns.
Yosef, I got to get your opinion real quick here before we move on. Last week or the week before, my producer, John Winters, and I had a debate on air about the validity and the usefulness of bird feeders. And my comment was, you know, I cautioned people who are thinking of putting up bird feeders that it is a high maintenance, very committed initiative that they start undertaking, because once you start, you have to continue feeding it, or you're actually doing more harm for the birds because they get used to coming, and then when there's no food, they don't know what to do. Well, Winters disagreed with me. He said birds adapt. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, well, I would be in the camp that says that birds adapt. I mean, birds are always moving around, always looking for food. So if food becomes available and then suddenly isn't, it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world for them. They're geared to move around and look for food. I would say, though, that it is a commitment, and especially the hygiene surrounding bird feeders. So because a lot of birds come to one place, if you don't maintain them properly and clean them and allow bacteria and fungus to grow, that can be a negative impact to birds.
Yeah. All right, there you have it. For those of you who want more information on this wonderful initiative, you can go to birdscanada.org, birdscanada.org. Yosef, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Yosef Atia from Bird Studies Canada. And once again, that website, birdscanada.org. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.